Davis. ProFlowRadio.com.
Go! ShockwaveSoundsFlowRadio.com. Internet Inferno. On demand and live. Pro in audio.
You go!
Hit it with FoFo Flow.
The internet's audible hotspot.
Yeah!
You are now tuned into the ProFlow for Show. Internationally syndicated. Act like you know. With your host, Mr. Mad Max. Pro Flow for Show. www.maxi.com.
Pro Flow for Show. Wireless phone interview feature presentation.
Pro Flow for Show. Pro Flow for Show. Pro Flow for Show.
Check this out.
All right, what up? I'm here with the big homie, Mike Jones. I know everybody say that to you all the time. It's like something you're going to never be able to get away from, man.
It's all good, bro.
I appreciate you coming through, you know what I'm saying, showing some love to the Pro Flow Radio Show. We got you on the show mainly because, you know, you got that Pro Flow, so it's like automatic, man, but straight drop on the track all the time, every time, you know what I'm saying? So, if you can introduce yourself, they already know you, but if you could just introduce yourself, tell them what you represent, and if you can also tell them where they can find you at on the internet.
Yeah, man. How y'all doing? It's your boy, Mike Jones, Money Train, The Movement. And really, they just go on Google, man. You can go on Google and just type in South Mike Jones. That's a new single. SAUCE, Mike Jones, and it'll pull it all up for you.
No doubt. With the name Mike Jones, you really can't miss that one, you know what I'm saying? So you've been in the game for a minute, man. Let's just start from the beginning, bro. How long you been in the game?
I want to say, honestly, professionally, man, I want to say like 13 years, but really since 2002. So that's safe to say, 15 years.
From what I heard, you had a family member, I think it was grandma, that kind of like encouraged you to pursue your music because at first you were doing the whole athletic thing and you were pursuing the NBA. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was saying my grandma, she really the one who gave me the game, gave me the vision. You know, that's why I promoted and put her on as far as high praise for the whole project, you know, because she's the one that really helped me, you know, mold and get to understand it when I ain't understanding in the beginning, you know what I'm saying?
So she's out of Houston, right?
Right.
All right. So is that how you hooked up with the Houston team?
Well, no, I'm from Houston. You know what I'm saying? Born and raised.
All right, that's what's up. So you ended up hooking with Switcher House, and you was on the Switcher House label for a while, right?
Well, yeah, I was doing my own thing. That's what I'm saying. Like, I was doing my own thing, and a lot of people weren't trying to, you know, hear me because I wasn't under a known label like a Switcher or whatever at the time.
Yeah.
So I was doing my own thing, but then, like I said, I got the confidence from my grandma and myself, and I just started grinding on my own. And then I started getting it hot in the strip clubs, and then Switcher House came to me. And Switcher House was like, man, who this dude is that's making this noise in these strip clubs, and yada, yada, yada. So I built that self-confidence and that independence before Switcher House. You know what I'm saying? And I already was having strippers and all type of people singing on to the music. And when people was dissing Mike Jones, my grandma was the one that was telling me to keep going. And by the time I got with Swisher, we was already kind of making a little noise. Swisher just took it to another level as far as their fan base. And you know what I'm saying? She passed away right around like a year after I got with the house. So she didn't get a chance to really see everything take off. But in 05,
right,
you know, the world know that I praised her and I gave her the game for it. That's why, like you say on the last album, you know, we put grandma on there. So everybody can, you know, if you listen to the track, you'll understand, you know, who Mike Jones is and where he came from. You know what I'm saying? Why it was a lot of people that believing in me and why I say my name a lot. Why I got the game for her. Like, it makes sense if you really just pay attention.
Yeah, it do make sense, man. You know, family usually be that individual or that group of people that actually help you get over that level of what the stress is, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, grandma, she definitely did you a favor, that's for sure, man.
Yeah.
You know,
like it's a lot of things that we can talk about, man. Let's just start with the single sauce. You know what I'm saying? Why don't you, Money Train Movement, man. Why don't you give the audience understanding what that's all about?
The movement, man, is really just me being like, of course, a CEO, but it's like me being Big Bro. And it's like me being an artist that's giving them the game of what they need to know. Because you got a lot of artists. Like, for example, when I was on and I was doing my thing, you know, I didn't have like a swisher that was trying to give us the game or trying to be 100 with us. And we had to find a lot of stuff out on our own. You know what I'm saying? They always tell you, you earn, you learn why they earn. You know what I'm saying? And it shouldn't be like that if we looking out for our own people. You know what I'm saying?
It's the truth, man. It's the truth. Money Train is the movement. You know, the whole idea of Money Train, we kind of understand that just in general, just by the name of the two terms, money and train, you know, it keeps coming in. It's like it's moving across the United States. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Bigger than that is that it ain't just a label like cash money. Like you'd be like, okay, we get it, cash money. You mean cash money. Like, we get it. But it's bigger than that because now that the legacy that they had, and then you got Wayne and all this going on, it's like, wow, like all that cash money y'all got, this is what's going on. Like, you kind of see what I'm saying? So,
yeah,
we don't
want to
build that type of label and legacy for Money Train. Like, this ain't going to never stop. We're going to play be fair and be 100 with artists year round so we don't have to go through those situations. You see what I'm saying? So, we call it Money Train for a reason. So, this is something that everybody can get on and everybody can ride it. Everybody can be a part of, you know what I'm saying?
Locomotion, man, it's real. It's real stuff, man. So, you put out several albums in the game, and you watched the game go from, you know, back when you was working with Swisher to when you was before that Swisher and you was just doing your own thing. And the game has definitely changed. You know, how do you keep yourself relevant, man, with this, with how the industry is? You know how the industry is.
You just gotta be real with yourself, and you gotta be real with your audience. You know what I'm saying? It's like, of course, I ain't gonna never have a Lil Pump fan, and I ain't gonna have et cetera fans, you know, but I got my own set of fans, and you know what I'm saying? I'm cool with that, and I'm in that. Everybody trying to fly and get everybody else fan base. Like, you losing yourself sometimes, you know?
That's real. So, you know, so you got a fan base, of course, obviously. You know, this new single, Sauce. You got that Slim Thug on there, right?
Nah, that's my artist, Young Me.
Oh, okay, okay. On the mixtape, though, you got Slim Thug on the mixtape?
Well, yeah, he was on the first single. It was called 3 Grams. It was 3 Grams featuring Slim Thug and my artist, Young Duke. So it's just like my first single, I had Nicki Minaj on it, and the second single, I had Drake on it. So the first one had my first artist, and the second one got my second artist. So we just pushing a movement, you know, with artists, producers that's talented on his songs already, you know?
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. So the new artist, where he out of? Houston as well?
Well, it's different ones, but Deuce, he out of Mississippi. And Young Me, he out of Wichita Falls, Texas. So everybody, they find me. You know what I'm saying? They just see it's real. You know, I tell everybody, it's just like, you know, there's so many people doing the game the wrong way. That when people see it's done the right way, they want to come and they want, you know, hey, let's get out, let's make it happen. And that's why we call it the train, because there's so many artists from so many different states and places that we all unified and repping the same thing.
Makes sense. Sound like an army, just divided up a little bit, but everybody got the same goal. Makes sense.
Everybody got the same goal, and everybody eating. So it's like everybody believe in equity, so everybody ain't really just tripping on they give it to me now. Like, we believe in that. And I tell everybody, you gotta plant the seed if you want the plant to grow. You know?
So when you get in the studio, bro, because you know what I'm saying, you came out with some hits, like that ain't no understatement. What's your process when you go into the studio, and how do you choose your producers?
I mean, now, like I said, I just got one producer, and that's my guy Strong on. He made Sauce,
He made 3 grand. He made this new one. We got called Hoodie. When you hear, you're going to be interviewing me about that one. But we just really going in, just really just being a regular cool group. We don't put too much stigma on it. We don't put too much pressure on it. We just going in how we feel and how we rock. We just lay it all out on the table. And when we did Sauce, we was just in there just grooving. And then just, hey, we freestyled. And then just turned into something. And it just went there. It wasn't no, okay, guys, we got to make a hit. We have to do this. We got to, nah. Like, it just feel good. And it just feel into the music.
That's what's up, man. So forgive me if I'm wrong, but you got a new label right now?
Yeah, the label is Money Train.
Okay, so that's even more to the whole movement idea. It ain't just no title of a song or album. It's actually a label.
Yeah, and see, we came out with Money Train, the mixtape, January 2015. You can Google it. You can just go on google.com and just type in Mike John Money Train, and it's going to tell you. Like, it did 200,000 on live mixtapes, 200,000 on Death Pill, 200,000 on all the streaming sites. So it combined and did like 1 million streams. And this is a new movement in 2015, January. Now we in 2017, about to be 2018, and everybody waiting on Money Train Reloaded. Everybody know that this is a label that's really putting the artists on and really being real. So everybody is running over here trying to get on. And like you said, how do they find me? They find me, you know what I'm saying? We still doing shows nationwide, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, it's crazy, man. So, you know what I'm saying, you've been around the game, in and out the game, you know, all that good stuff, man. You know, with the whole ATL scene booming, man, you ever dealt with them cats down that way?
I mean, no, I got a lot of love in the A, but I do know how the A is circulating and doing it, because, I mean, Dallas, Houston is a bigger market than Atlanta, but the radio station show love to their artists. So that's why you getting that melting pot of that, all that hip hop and all that juice out there. You know what I'm saying? Because you know what I'm saying? It's like they were number 17, number 24 in the market, you know what I'm saying, in the United States. But a radio station stay in tune with all their local talent. So all the labels gotta deal with Atlanta. We got the 5th largest in America, but our stations ain't in tune in what the locals are doing. So we're not getting that unified front like Atlanta is right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's what's up, bro. So, you know, aside from, you know, because I'm sure you deal with pretty much, like you say, you pretty much state to state, you know. So you got Atlanta, I'm sure you've got some play on. Of course, Houston, you get play on. You know, Houston support you, like, considering that you know, basically a celebrity?
I mean, the fans support it. You know what I'm saying? Like, the fans of Houston, yeah, they love you, you know. The politics in Houston, you know, it's a different ballgame. You know what I'm saying? It's a different ballgame. But you still gotta love it, but you guys still gotta love it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know you ain't hating. Ain't nothing but love, you know, fans for business, so it's all good, man. But aside from Atlanta and Houston, man, you came up to Ohio, bro, my area, and you did a couple shows up here, man. You did one for fraternity, and I think, you know, they said you did a private show as well. Can you tell me about those?
Yeah, I mean, we actually in Cincinnati for Thanksgiving, you know what I'm saying? So we always in Ohio. Ohio always shows love, man. It's just like, man, we've been going there. To Ohio since 2003, 2002. My homie X through the promo and marketing out there, street team for us out there in Ohio. Like, we was out there when they had the blackout in Cleveland. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we
was out there. Like, I ain't gonna forget them days. Like, we was out there with Ball Thugs, and we was from Texas independent, but we just universally show love everywhere else. And I always had that in my heart. I just was with a label that wasn't repping it like I was repping it. And now I got the Money Train and I can continue my mission. You know what I'm saying?
Most definitely. Yeah, most definitely, man. So, you know, considering the fact that you have succeeded, you know, beyond a level that most people could ever dream of and expect, you know what I'm saying? Because you've been there, you know what I'm saying? What's the life like, bro, that you live in, you know what I'm saying? And to be in the game, to have that name that everybody knows, the phone number everybody knows, you know what I'm saying?
Man, it was just love, man. Like, honestly, it was just to let me know that if I really, of course it's work, but if I really put my heart and my mind and my belief in it, like, I can really make this a reality, you know what I'm saying? Because you gotta understand, like, I came, like, no handout, like, nobody looking out for me, like, dropped out of school, like, the worst, like, you would put me into the, you know what I'm saying, that's the guy that we knew that wasn't gonna make that, you know what I'm saying? But,
right.
A lot of grinding and a lot of, you know, belief and a lot of, you know, guidance from my granny and a lot of never giving up just kept me going. And then, you know, I found my way. I found, you know what, people making fun of me when I tell Mike Jones, they be like, who, in a sarcastic way. But, you know, my grandma was like, fuck them, you know, throw it in their face and make them, you know, keep time they say, who, say Mike Jones. Shit, fuck them, you know. Soon the whole world gonna be saying, who is Mike Jones, man? 2005, you knew that's what the whole world was saying, so she wasn't lying. Even though she died 2 years before, you know, she was on it. You know what I'm saying? So I love her for that. Like, she predicted something I didn't see, and I'm always predicting for my people, but it's like she was ahead of me, G, you know? So it was like, man, like, now she was right, you know? You know, soon everybody gonna be saying, who is Mike Jones? Soon the whole world gonna be saying, who Mike Jones? Soon everybody gonna be screaming out your number, and I'm like, man, you crazy. That's why if you listen to the first album, Who Is Mike Jones, go listen to track 15, Grandma. Like, I'm telling you, like, man, you don't know what you're talking about. You crazy. You know, but she was right. She, what can I say?
She sure was. Oh, my God, you know, man. Tell me about it, bro.
What can I say? Like, I can't take all that credit, man. That was up.
Right. I feel you, though. My grandfather's in the same way. He was like, I think you got something going on. You might as well go ahead and pursue this whole thing. So I've been doing the same thing. That's why I'm on the phone with you right now.
Yeah, you know, nah, 100, man. You got to go back to them because they OGs in it. And they know something that you might not know or might have forgot about. They can help you get on your way. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, man. You still got that phone number active?
Man, I wish I did, man. Like, I had it all the way to 2008, and then Sprint took the number and put it in the pool.
Oh, no.
Get it back still.
Sorry, nobody gonna forget that one. I had friends that were calling that number, like, man, I called Mike Jones, you know what I'm saying? It was popping like crazy, man. It was crazy shit. Beautiful, though. Beautiful things, man. So, you know, considering you have it, You've been doing your thing, man, you know. So I know all kinds of girls gotta be at you, man. You ever date girls from the industry, bro?
Nah, man, I always stayed away from that, you know, cause I just couldn't respect that, you know.
So how you feel about these reality shows, man? Cause you see all these folks who's collaborating and trying to use this reality TV to boost their career when it could just be about the music.
Yeah, it's just like, it's just not real. It's like, look at it, like, and I just put yourself in one of their shoes. That's like phase one when we saw it, when it was Wiz and Amber, and everybody was, oh, that's so cute, that's cool, that's nice, you know what I'm saying? They had a child, and it didn't work out, man. Amber and 21 Savage, you feel what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't
know. And then it's on TV.
Yeah, and you see what I'm saying? And then it's like, okay, we don't give a fuck about y'all relationship. We just gonna have y'all fuck over each other or bash each other, you know, get these ratings up. You'll be able to get your own show soon. You'll be able to, and it's like going against the whole meaning. Like, if you really, see, I'm a G with it. I go back, like, Love and Hip Hop really wasn't supposed to be about mess and drama. Like, when Jim Jones had it with Chrissy, it was supposed to be about a person in hip hop having love for his significant other, so it was real love hip hop. You see what I'm saying? And like, you can take like Jay-Z and Beyonce, that's real love and hip hop, and that's how the show was supposed to be, you know. But they kind of cohorsed and got Jim Jones out the way, even though he came up with the whole idea, and Mona and them just ran with it. And now you got everybody coming on the show, not giving a fuck who they gotta fuck over, who they gotta do over, just to be on the screen. Like, I'm not with all that. I didn't come in the game on that. So I don't have to do that just to be seen. If I gotta degrade myself to be seen, I don't need to be in this game, you know what I'm saying? And I came in this game, t-shirt, wearing the same shirt every day, not caring about fashion, and I still sold 3 million records. So what I look at, people don't look at, you know what I'm saying? And vice versa, it ain't cool, but
You can dress fly as fuck all day and you still ain't selling no records. So what you in this game for? Are you in the game to look in the mirror all day, or are you in the game to try to make a legacy? Are you in the mirror? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm in this game right. trying to make a legacy, my nigga. Like,
right.
And that's what I'm doing.
I hate you. I do Love and Hip Hop. Right. Love and Hip Hop ain't going to get you no legacy. That's for sure. It's the truth, man. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, I'm not even up there with y'all at. I'm not even up there with y'all at. But you know what I'm saying? Even the fans can see the real
and
what's
people
not,
that call me, we got offers before, you know, but I just don't want to do that. You know, I got so much love for hip hop. I got so much love for what helped me make a career out of what I'm doing. I don't want to just prostitute it away for that.
Nah,
man,
you
got different people that's in it for different reasons. It's cool, but I guarantee you, if they was on and doing other stuff popping, you're not going to see Drake on Love
this.
And Hip Hop.
Yeah.
No
obviously.
Sense. You're not going to see Big Sean. It makes no sense. You're not going to see.
Right.
It makes no sense, bro, when you're mastering the game of what you love, hip hop. You see, you don't see no Kendrick Lamar. You don't see no J. Cole. Like, you know, now if J. Cole was on there with his real girlfriend and they're showing some real 100-ness about the day in the life of a real hip hop artist and how he got love for his girl. That's dope. You know, Love and Hip Hop, dope. But all this Love and Hip Hop, this artist coming on here, they making fun of hip hop almost. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's parody. That's for sure, bro. You're right about that. And they're allowing them
Look at how hard MC Light had to come in. And MC Light was doing it for the ladies respectfully. You know, coming
right.
on dressing. Right, professional, and still got a mouthpiece cold to spit balls. Now she's seeing girls don't even got to give a damn about class. You just shake your ass and da 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 and your shit on the radio. So she's like, damn, it's just too much for me right now. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. It's crazy, man. So triple platinum, bro. So with the triple platinum, you know what I'm saying? Do you feel pressure, you know what I'm saying, to recreate?
I don't feel no pressure. I mean, just like now, I went triple platinum. And we ain't done it since then. And I know why, though, because of the label and the politics. But my fans
right.
don't care about that. They still love me. They still book me to this day. They still 281-330. They still Who Mike Jones. They still gonna know the song when we drop it. So that's like a universal credit card of love that I always go around, get past that. And it's love. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's amazing what one man can do with the belief. You know, I've read some things about all the controversy you've had in the past, you know, the different individuals that you may have had a disagreement with, to say the least, you know what I'm saying, or
but
whatever,
really,
but you've been able
to
overcome
they,
all
they,
that.
They, yeah, they it's just that they just have a disbelief at what I'm doing. I ain't never going, if you go back and check all the people that you about to say, thinking to say, I ain't never come at them no ill will. I ain't never had no damn man. Why John running around with a chip on his shoulder? Why he fucking, my nigga, you ain't never heard or seen me on that. I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm repping what I'm repping. And I'm succeeding at what I'm doing, showing you from step one to step 10. Now, people see me rise from step one to step 10, and they start hating because I'm making my rise. You see what I'm saying? Like, learn from it and step up and do your thing instead of hating. You don't hear me hating on 21 Savage because he's shining right now. You don't hear me hating on no artists because they shining right now. I'm going to salute them guys. Hey, man, salute. Boy, stay on your shit. Then, nigga, keep on, nigga. I'm going to hit you with words of positive. My nigga, I see you. My nigga, stay grinding. Nigga, I like to see you shining. I saw Kevin Gates about a year ago, and we ran up on each other, and it's love. I ain't mad or bitter because he on, and I'm not, or I used to be all like that shit corny. But when I was on, your OGs of me, the people that was ahead of me, and the people that was coming up under me, everybody was looking at me as a target, as a media punching bag, man. How did they make it about here, man? It's the wrong representation for the city. But shit, if I'm the wrong representation, shit, show me how it's supposed to be done. Get out here and grind and show me how to do it. Sell 4 million records and then they won't talk about me. But while you selling 300,000, 200,000, 100,000, 50,000 in copper, nigga, they ain't gonna never talk about you like they talk about me. Now, they mad because I talk like this, but it's the truth, though. You see what I'm saying?
I mean, ain't no lies, man. Real niggas say words. It's the truth, man.
It's the truth. And when they go out there, my nigga, I'm just being real. Like, all I'm doing is just like, I put it to you like this. It just so happened to be music and hip hop.
But put it like this, you on the block. It's you and four of your partners. So it's five of y'all on the block trying to hit licks. See what I'm saying? Right?
Heck yeah, bro. It's the
truth,
bro.
At 9 in the morning, you got 10 licks, so you happy. You making your money. But then between 12 and 2, I start hitting 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 licks. Don't get mad at me. I didn't get mad at you when you was in here at 9 in the morning, my nigga. I said, hey, keep grinding, my nigga.
Now that I'm hitting
my licks at 2 to 4 and I'm getting them by the thousand, now y'all all want to come together to bring me down. Now y'all all want to come together to use my name to bring me down. Like, wow. Like, I never expected it from the backyard. Like, do you kind of see what I'm saying? I expected it from out of town, but I ain't never expected it from the backyard.
Not from your home city, man. So, did it
so
like...
I moved it.
Go ahead.
No, so I moved different. That's really what it is. Like, I moved different.
Did the hate hurt you? You know what I'm saying? Was it something that, like, is going to laugh at you forever? You know, but I know you turned into a positive thing. But how did it make you feel when all these people keep jumping out at you?
Yeah, it just disappointed me, man. It just disappointed me. Like, if I was on fuck nigga shit and I couldn't be mad, it'd be like, damn, my nigga, get what you put out. You know what I'm saying? You know, and it's like, my nigga, you can't be thinking you can go rob people and you ain't gonna get robbed back, bro. I mean, yeah, I see. Then you wake the fuck up and then you grow up to be a man. Maybe you got kids and you wake up and mature. But I ain't went through no shit like that, my nigga. I know not to fuck with your shit. I respect you as a man, but niggas can't respect me as a man because I'm so successful. That's the problem. We ain't talking about nothing else but that. I ain't went to nobody since you heard my name, Who Mike Jones, since 2002, and disrespected no man. I work with any and everybody. But when you see me on TV, Prison Break, doing this, is it that hard to show love, or is it easy to hate on them? You know what I'm saying?
It's easy. Trust me. I know it's too easy.
It's too easy to hate on the nigga when I Monday pull up in a Bentley, Tuesday pull up in a different Bentley, Wednesday pull up in a Lambo, Thursday pull up in a Phantom, Friday pull up in a Jag, Saturday pull up in a Cadillac. I'm just having fun. They looking at me like, I'm a nigga. He'll think he the shit.
Now we got IG,
and it's cool for niggas to do it, you know. But I thought y'all was mad at me for being braggadocious when I introduced it. Oh, okay, it's cool now.
You earned it, though.
Let me fall back because I guess when I do it, it's just too braggadocious. You know, let me fall back to everybody.
The jewels was shiny to the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? The jewels was pretty. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna lie. You know what I'm saying? Everybody could see what you was doing. And you know, with the whole Houston thing, you guys have a whole different kind of style of jewelry. Plus, you was dealing with the King of Grills. You know what I'm saying? So you know, folks was really hating, bro. And you guys had a lock on the market.
I just honestly think it was too much, too fast. Like if I would have came out. And Who Was Mike Jones would have did gold, then I would have been able to come back and do another album because they'd have been like, hey, that first album didn't do what we expected. You got to dumb down. You got to sell up more of your percentage to do this, and we'll put you back out. We sold 3 million out the gate, 55%. And they like, hell nah, we done created a monster. So we got to set up these new 360 models, and he ain't trying to sign it. So we got to start getting new artists that's down with this model that make him look like shit. That's really what it was. And even though it might look like I'm shit to them, we still got a fan base that's unconditionally 100, you know?
You ain't gonna never really lose that, man. There's always gonna be folks listening to Drop and Give Me 50, Mike Jones back then. You know, those songs are kind of timeless because at some point in everybody's life, they feel like Mike Jones back then, that moment. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you can't really fight that. That's one of those fundamental things that you'll always have that status, you know. You'll always have that grip on that particular emotion and that feeling, you know what I'm saying? People can't take that from you at all. Go ahead.
No, I appreciate it. It's like when you get a chance to get on the microphone, what you going to say? You know what I'm saying? And if it's worth something being said, they're going to remember you. And it's like I said, like you say, when I came, it was with the tip in the back then, the flossing. It was with the 6'4", paying homage to Eazy-E before they came back and now did Straight Outta Compton movie.
which made people go back and play 6-4 again. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Already showing love, that way they came back and showed us love. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
And the Cuddy Buddies and the Drop and Give Me 50s, and it just kept,
man.
The people know that we can do this. So that's why I'm more happy even now that it's all about online now. And it's not more about all the labels no more. It's all online. It's all digital. And now the people, the fans control it. So I'm back happy in that space.
So no doubt, man.
Yeah, for us to put our sauce and do 3 million, it just let us know that the people speak.
Hey, I mean, if you do a 3 million off a single, basically, I mean, there ain't nothing you can really be other than continue to do Mike Jones. So, you know, when it comes to Mike Jones, you know, you've done all this, you're still doing these numbers. You know, who were the individuals that influenced you before you, like, right before Swisher? Like, who was, like, the people that you looked up to?
I like Biggie. I like Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? As far as their business moves, you know, I like Biggie because he was a good storyteller. Like, he can start off with a story and end it, and you can learn something from listening to it. Like, you know, I listen to people now, you ain't learning nothing. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna even say no song, because I don't want to disrespect nobody, but it's like, you ain't learning nothing. You know?
Oh, man.
It's just like, it's like for example, like, people be like, oh, man, he repeats the same shit over and over again. Yeah, but that's something worth repeating. Back then, they didn't
exactly.
want
it. Exactly. Course of the year, course of the century, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And then it come back, then your boy Uzi, who now on, he back then they didn't want, now they all on, now they, so he's gonna really show love, but it still was a universal real quote, opposed to Millie Rock and Willie Rock, like, hollering in my sock, like, it's jamming.
In my sock, suck. Like, I don't know what the hell you talking about, for real.
Exactly. It's jamming, but what you gonna learn from that? Are we gonna talk about this 10 years, 5 years, you know what I'm saying? Are you gonna be like, man, I remember Millie Rock helped me get through some hard times. Man, you know,
if you, man, ain't nobody remembering that.
And that's,
you know, it's funny, because, like, you play that back then, you hear that organ on the track and that up-paced beat, you know what I'm saying, and that confidence that you're spitting on. You know what I'm saying? It's classic songs, man. They don't make music like that no more. For one, you can't understand anything they're saying.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of stuff going on, but I'm not hating myself, but, you know, we all have our opinions, that's for sure.
It's just, no, it's no hate, but that's just the difference why we still here. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the difference why we still here, because when people can go back and jam those music, sometimes they got a nostalgia moment. Sometimes they got, man, you know what? I don't want to hear it. I want to go back to hearing it. And we're going to always be remembered. And everybody who even coming into the game now is still showing love, because they looking at, let's go back and look at some real shit that was going on back in the game. You know what I'm saying? Who we looking at that real shit, Mike Jones didn't give a fuck. He was real. The Uzi verse shot the nigga out. You know, hey, man, I look up to Jones. He was real. He was...
Right.
He was all he had. He, you know, fake it to us and wasn't. He was just 100 with it.
So, who was, like... Because he's collaborated with a lot of different individuals, you know what I'm saying, with the soundtracks. You know, you also work with, you know, actors. You know, you've been in the movie scene or the film industry as well. Like, what was your favorite, whether it was film or... music, what was your favorite couple collaborations that you've done?
You talking about for TV or just for video?
Either one is fine with me. I don't care.
I mean, I liked it when I did the link up with Yin Yang Twins when we did the Bad record. I love that record. I just really wish it would have been on my album, because I wrote the record. And I wrote it for Yin Yang Twins, because I wanted them on my album. But Collie Park told me, oh, man, you know, I don't think they're going to, you know, mess with it, man. I don't think they're feeling the record like that, man, you know. So I was like, all right, cool. So I left the record alone. Then when I turned my album in, they come back and let me know, hey, yo, you know, they feeling the record, man. We want to use it for their album. So I'm like, okay, that's cool, you know.
Right.
So I let them use it for their album. And they wind up using a promotional to push Mike Jones too, so it wind up being a good look too. So Warner only was pushing 2 singles. Yin Yang pushed that single, so I had multiple singles going for me at the time. And then I did the I'm in Love with a Stripper A lot of people hated that record. A lot of people hated it. A lot of people hated it. A lot of people hated it. I mean, they didn't see it. They didn't see it.
I mean, how different could it be from what he came out with himself? You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, when he came out with I'm Strong, it didn't do good at radio. It was like, that's why they was rushing for the next record.
That's crazy. I mean, you never really can tell. You just got to throw it out there and see what happens. But that's interesting, though.
And then he put the I'm in Love with the Strip out. And, you know, at the time, I was the Drake of the gang. I was the hottest, and T-Pain was new. And
yeah.
My label didn't want me to do the record. You know, they was like, what are you doing messing with this guy? Gold dreadlock.
Look at him now, though. He did his thing. You know what I'm saying?
But again, we go through that 10, 12 years ago, and we still going through that to this day because the labels don't understand it until they see it.
Yeah, you got these corporate behind the desk individuals that are trying to dictate what hip hop is going to be or how we're going to sound or what we're going to promote. All that stuff. But that's why you're doing Money Train Records, Money Train Movies.
Yeah, Money Train. So we're not going through none of that. Everybody is organically, creatively doing what they do, how they do it, and they're learning the game, learning the system, learning the business. And they ain't got to worry about 10 years from now, us falling out, or, you know what I'm saying? We're going to be doing reunion type shit, and everybody's going to still be
together.
You know what I'm saying?
That's beautiful. That's the way it's supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? We all working on the same goal. It's black money. You know what I'm saying? So I understand 100% what you're talking about.
100.
Considering that you've been through a lot of BS, you know, you can't go through the industry, sell 3 million copies and not go through BS. So, you know, what's one of the hardest things that you've had to overcome?
I mean, one of the hardest things I had to overcome, man, was just learning that people just hate just the fact that the world knows that you're talented. That's like one of the biggest things, you know what I'm saying? It's almost like you got a family of 20. Everybody been treating you the regular way. They love you, though. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in the family love you. You know, they treat you all. That's just Raymond. You know, Raymond, regular Raymond.
Yeah.
Raymond made a song, and the song wound up American Idol, Simon, shouting it out. Now, when you come to the house to do the same stuff you've been doing for 26 years at the house, it ain't gonna never be the same from that day forward. Because the people won't let it be the same. You see what I'm saying?
They starstruck almost, and they don't know how to handle it.
So, do you follow me what I'm saying? You still know how to...
You know, you should be yourself.
Yeah, I'm going in and just, you know, eat some food, just kick with the fam, you know. Same shit we've been doing, you know, whoop. But everybody else still looking at, man, that performance, man, boom, 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 man, you think it won't be the same.
Well, I know you don't regret it, though. I mean, like, I know you ain't about to change.
Oh,
you ain't gonna change it back.
Nah, bittersweet. You know, I ain't tripping. You know, but I'm just showing you, like, why it goes.
Yeah.
Away from that.
Yeah. It used to be just Mike Jones doing his music, and it ended up becoming everybody else having an opinion. Everybody else trying to dictate what Mike Jones is, or whether they can handle a single from the family, or whether it's the friends. So do you deal with anybody like us you used to deal with back in the day? Like, you know what I'm saying? Before you became like the real Mike Jones, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, I mean, not a lot of people, but I'm still cool with some people. And
yeah,
like,
I mean, it's hard.
Like, yeah, it's very hard because it's like, man, like, again, it's like we shooting dice.
Mm-hmm. Cop out.
We shooting dice. You beat me 4,000. So we always ain't never had no issue about no money. But now you done got on the dice and you done won 60 bands. And now I'm showing you
the
first time my character. Hell nah, man. I got to give you my 20, my nigga. Hell nah. Fuck that.
Nah.
Hell nah, nigga. Hold on, my nigga. Nigga, I hit that 7, nigga. What the fuck you talking about, my nigga? We always been shooting about this. Hell nah,
right,
nigga. I can't give you that. Hell nah, shoot some holes again. So what you gonna do? You gonna shoot him again when you know you hit 7? Or what you gonna do?
Right.
That's the question I'm asking you. What you gonna do?
Man, it's crazy, bro. You know what they gonna do.
What you gonna do? So I'm like that in the music though. So when I peep it and I see what it is, to why I won't have to do that with nobody, go left with nobody. You know what? Let me file back, dog. I'm gonna make more money over here than messing with you because I ain't got time to be playing with that. You showed me that when you shot dice, you know, you cool with losing, but you cool with winning. But when you lose, big, you get in your feelings and don't want to play for
your bad sports. Yeah, I feel you on that one, man. You know, with all the bad things and all these negative things that Selling 3 Records will bring you, there has been good times, I'm sure, aside from just the money. You know what I'm saying? So, like, when you were, you know, coming up, whether it was before the 3 million or whether it was during the 3 million or whether it was the post-production, you know, what's been the best part of your career?
Oh, man, the best part was just seeing, it's like seeing universal love for a product worldwide. You know what I'm saying?
That validation. People want to hear Mike Jones music. People want to hear Mike Jones music being validated by the public.
It's almost like this. It's like, okay, you got different languages, right? You got English, Spanish, different languages and different people.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, okay, if I'm English and you're Spanish, you might not even understand my music. So that might be a demographic who only know my shit. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But when I go to different nationalities, different languages, and they still say, who, Mike Jones, all in one, and let me know, oh, man, we didn't broke barriers. You get what I'm saying?
Folks don't even speak English. They still talk about Mike Jones.
Come on. I went to Germany, man. I'm talking to the people. The language is broken. But when the music play, when the song play, they flossing and they get it, man. I'm like, how the hell they know this shit? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's just love, my nigga. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, that's something that can't even put a dollar amount on it. It's just like me praying that everybody know my flyer or everybody know my business card. Now everybody know my record. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah, it's beyond small aspects of promotion. You know, and considering that, you know, you have skip levels, you know what I'm saying? You didn't skip them, like, it was unfair, you know, you worked on it. But, like, what advice would you give to people that are, you know, wanting to be like Mike Jones? What about the people that are coming up in the game and need some advice to be able to not follow the lead of the industry?
Man, just stay grinding, man. Educate yourself. Stay grinding. You know, stay mashing, man. Don't ever take no for an answer. Don't give up.
Do you collaborate with different artists that ain't on your show, like on your label, or they gotta contact you?
I mean, it's both. I mean, we reach out to a lot of people. But at the same time, you know what I'm saying, we don't kiss no ass, you know what I'm saying? We just organically deal with who we deal with. You know what I'm saying?
What's your average rate for a verse?
We getting like $5,500 for the verse.
Man, you better say it. It's beautiful stuff right there. That's that platform where can't nobody tell you nothing, for real, for real. That's great, man.
It's just a love to be accepted in the game, man, you know. It's just love to be accepted in the game.
It is, though. Do you find it hard to work with new artists these days? Or like the individuals that are ATL, are they open to work with you, or are they kind of like this whole industry vibe?
I mean, there's a lot of Atlanta people that's cool. You know, like I just got a record from Diamond from Crime Mob. She did the Sauce remix. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm cool with a lot of Atlanta people out there, but at the same time, you got a lot of people that's cool. You got a lot of people that's on their ego. You got a lot of people that's on that, you know? So you got to weed through it and make sure you dealing with people that you can be cool with dealing with. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to deal with me if I'm cool. Like, I'm cool with you when we chilling, but when the lights come on, I'm flexing on you. Say, hey, man, where my water at, man? You ain't bringing me no drink, money. Where my blunt at? He's like, hold on, baby.
Exactly. Trying to chill, like, have a good time.
You gotta make sure you know who you with.
That's what's up, man. You have you
you know, what you have and what you got, you know what I'm saying? Has it been difficult for you to get out in public and still do what you do?
I mean, I've seen a happy here and there, but it's all good. It's just a blessing, man, to just be recognized and respected for what you do and what you're still trying to do and what you're still grinding to do. You know what I'm saying? It's like, just to the game, it's like, I thank y'all for showing love. I thank y'all for respecting me and doing that. But I respect y'all so much that I ain't never trying to get in line street or skip the line. I'm still going to wait in line for the J's just like you do. I'm going to still do the regular shit just like everybody else. I want to show y'all that I'm still going to make it do what it do.
So what's going to be the future that your fans can expect from you? Because, you know, you got those dedicated fans, you know, aside from the money train reloaded. What do you have in mind next?
Oh, man, you know, we're going to drop Where's Mike Jones. That's a solo album. I know everybody waiting on that. And that's going to come. But I got to get this train off the ground so everybody can understand money train, understand the artist, understand the production. Then they're going to understand what Mike Jones been at. And we're going to drive Where's Mike Jones.
How can the fans help?
You said, how can they what?
How can the fans help you?
Oh, man, they already helping me. You know, they stayed down with me. They showed the haters. They showed the politics that, hey, man, Mike Jones here to stay. Like, y'all can say what y'all want to say, but we still rock with him. We still cool with him.
That's beautiful, brother, man. So, you know, we pretty much got everything pretty much locked in here. I think it was a pretty thorough interview. I did want to ask you about the media company that actually got me this interview. You know what I'm saying? I've been dealing with Powerhouse for a little bit now. And how have they worked out for you?
Man, shout out Powerhouse, man. They've been plugging me with a lot of people. And we just really had a mutual respect. And we really been just on the grind, just, hey, let's do it like this. Let's go and put it together like this. Let's show them we're going to come back hard like this. And we just always aligning on everything we was doing, and it just made sense. Since then, man, we've been doing, man, 20-plus interviews a day, if not.
Who we?
22. Yeah, so we back grinding. I'm in, man, I'm doing interviews all day, you know what I'm saying? On the grind, promoting all of the train, but promoting sauce, and just promoting everything. So she stay hitting us with the different, boom, we got this one ready, boom, we got this one ready, boom, yeah. Boom, you do this, and you do boom, boom, boom. So she going to keep them flooding, but cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been dealing with Jennifer for a little bit, you know what I'm saying? When she hit me up with the inbox and said, Mike Jones, I'm like, man, hook me up. Like, you know what I'm saying? And she's showing love to the entrepreneurs, you know what I'm saying? No matter what level they're on, she got mad respect. And I just want to shout her out, you know what I'm saying?
I was about to just spread the word and let them know, man, any interview they want to get, want to know, holler at me. Like, we open, you know what I'm saying? Back accessible to the people. And she was happy to be able to spread it to y'all, let y'all know that, you know, Money Train Powerhouse is connected, you know what I'm saying?
The future. Got much love for Jennifer. She got mad respect, and she go hard in the paint. Every time she calls me, I'll be trying to keep up. I'll be like, jeez, man, she got some energy. You know what I'm saying? She makes sure you're going to get that interview.
You got to have that belief, and she got that belief. She loves sauce. She believes in sauce. And more important, she believes in the movement. She believes in the message. And that's why we here, man. That's why she rocking with me. That's why she got you rocking with her. You've been rocking with us from the past, but that's why she was able to put this connect on the phone to make this happen.
Yeah.
And we steady doing more interviews to keep it going.
No doubt, no doubt. So, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to put this out on our show. You know, there'll be a webpage for it. It'll have a permanent link to where it's not going to just disappear after one time of broadcasting. You know what I'm saying? It'll always be there. I got mad respect for the team. I'm gonna make sure she sends you the website so you'll see it yourself. You got these shout outs?
Man, shout out all the fans. Shout out to Money Train Gang. Y'all make sure y'all check our sauce on iTunes. Y'all can go buy that. Or y'all can go check it out on SoundCloud. It's over 3.3 million on SoundCloud. It's on sale on iTunes. Google Mike Jones Sauce or Mike Jones Money Train. And Google's gonna tell you what's going
Pro
on.
ProFlowRadio.com.
Worldwide.
Long distance like, radio voices like, I'm on to them like,
what?
Come on. Yeah, we back, blazing record. The radio mecca with a host spinning tracks hot like King Cobra Chili Pepper. Yeah, we back, blazing record. The radio mecca with a host spinning tracks hot like King Cobra Chili Pepper. I know some MCs, probably in your hood. They spit pro flow and they does it real good. I know some MCs, probably in your hood. They spit pro flow and they do it real good.
Worldwide,
long distance like, radio voices like, I'm on to them like,
what?
Come on.
Money train.
Hope my down.
Hope
way, yeah, way been. On a date with them Benjamins and he ain't been back since.
I swear.
You sleep on the couch, now I'm couched up in a Bentley. Crawling up so gently. Money only thing on my mind, other shit don't offend me. Let them take my flow, I got more, I got plenty.
I swear.
Strong on, want 50K for the track and we got plenty.
I said.
Strong on, want 50K for the track and we got plenty.
I swear.
I got the sauce, I got the sauce.
Yeah.
I got the sauce. I got the sauce.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got the sauce. I got the sauce.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got the sauce. I got the sauce.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got the sauce. I got the sauce.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got the sauce. I got the sauce.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got the sauce. I got the sauce.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got the sauce. I got the sauce.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got the sauce. I don't care what it costs. I got Benz in the vault. I got the sauce. I got the sauce. Your bitch to get tossed. I got the sauce. You can't wipe it off. It stay when I walk. I got the sauce. You know I'm a boss. I get paid when I talk. Blowing gelato like Dolph. In the coupe skirting off. All you hearing is exhaust. Lingerie party at the loft. Red bottles wanna walk. When your hoe see me, she applaud.
Whoa.
Then she stop and pause.
Whoa.
All the sauce got her froze.
I got the sauce. I got the sauce.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got the sauce. I got the sauce.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got the sauce. I got the sauce.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got the sauce. I got the sauce.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got the sauce. I got the sauce.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got the sauce. I got the sauce.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got the sauce. I got the sauce.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got the sauce. I got the sauce.
Yeah, yeah.
I swear, I got the sauce. Yeah, I got the sauce.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got your hoe. So, nigga, you lost.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I pull up and done. I pull up and rape. G-Wagon the Benz. It's all in your face.
Money train.
I just pull up on your bitch. I ain't even have to talk. I just bag back in the Maybach. Made my car do the moonwalk. MJ on the bitch.
John.
Red jacket with the black stripes. Red bottoms with the right spikes. Money train, I swear. I got the sauce. I got the sauce.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got the sauce. I got the sauce.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got the sauce. I got the sauce.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got the sauce. I got the sauce.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got the sauce. I got the sauce.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got the sauce. I got the sauce.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got the sauce. I got the sauce.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got the sauce. I got the sauce.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.